This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Buddy Carter, the Republican from Georgia, on Tuesday introduced a bill to prohibit discretionary federal funds from going to states that provide state assistance to illegal immigrants, warning that those states are encouraging the ongoing migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Carter says he feels strongly that tax dollars that hardworking Americans pay should never go to illegal immigrants, but some states are gaming the system. The bill has 10 co-signers. California's embattled Governor Gavin Newsom has been ordered to pay $1.35 million in a settlement with L.A. area Harvest Rock Church of Pasadena over coronavirus restrictions. Under threats of imprisonment by the Newsom administration, the church's case made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And in February, in a 6-3 ruling, the high court was in favor of the church's rights. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President Trump is heading back out on the road soon to talk to the American people. Before doing so, he has some critical points on President Biden's America. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former President Donald Trump is close to returning to the political spotlight, planning on holding campaign-style rallies in four battleground states in the upcoming weeks. Speaking with Newsmax TV on Tuesday, Trump said the Biden administration squandered a secure southern border and called the current situation a disaster.
We had the strongest border we've ever had, and within a month it became the weakest, and now you have tens of thousands of people flowing into our countries, and many are criminals, frankly, released from jails in numerous countries. We have people coming in from the Middle East. We have people coming in from everywhere. You go to the airport, you have to show how you're doing. You come through the southern border and you just walk in. We have the strongest southern border ever, and it's very sad to see.
An arrest warrant for musician Marilyn Manson was issued Tuesday by police in New Hampshire after the musician allegedly failed to appear on charges for a 2019 incident for allegedly spitting on a cameraman. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A vote to establish a commission on January's takeover of the Capitol building could happen very soon. But is it what the American people really want in light of turmoil appearing around the world? Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has moved to hold a vote this week on a bill that would create a commission to investigate the January riots at the Capitol. But Senate Republicans are pushing back against a commission and will reportedly filibuster that bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission appears to be nothing more than a political exercise. He said Tuesday that while there are still more than 400 active investigations into the riots, forming a commission is a way for Democrats to continue to litigate the past.
So what would an additional report be about? I think at the heart of this recommendation by the Democrats is that they would like to continue to debate things that occurred in the past. They'd like to continue to litigate the former president into the future. We think the American people going forward and in the fall of 22 ought to focus on what this administration is doing to the country.
In what is described as a big step toward normalcy, Hawaii Governor David Ige on Tuesday announced that masks are no longer required outdoors and ocean sports would again be allowed. The changes come as Hawaii pushes more people to get vaccinated and as tourism continues to make a speedy recovery. Governor Ige said getting vaccinated is the best way to get to normal so that we can relax the restrictions. End quote. USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I tell you, we got to calm America down. That's what we have to do. Boy, I'll tell you, you look at the landscape of our country and the culture right now. It is the manifestation of meanness continues to grow, and it's getting out of hand. I want to bring on Dr. Jim Dennison. He is the visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. Jim, what is happening here? And particularly, you know, I've noticed this as well. Women especially, getting in the faces of police officers, you know, cussing at them, screaming at them. And I'm not just talking about people of color. I mean, we've got the entire rainbow out there of anger being represented on the streets of America today. And you wonder, okay, what's going to happen? You know, something's got to, you know, bust here, or something's got to give. And I'm not sure if it's just that we have to, you know, go through it and get through the process of it and have enough meanness represented out there and anger that finally it fights itself out. And maybe we settle down and realize the most important thing we can do, which God reminds us constantly to do, and that is love one another.
That's really the challenge, isn't it, Bill? Oh, we're following a story here in Dallas, for instance, about a Southwest Airlines flight attendant had two of her teeth knocked out by a passenger over the weekend. Wow. The flight attendant simply asked her to keep her seatbelt on before the flight came to a stop, as we understand the story, and this person assaulted her, injured her face, and knocked out two of her teeth.
Mm. Well, I've got to tell you, Jim, on a personal side, the audience is a little bit aware of this. Some maybe have not heard the whole story, but in California, we've heard a lot of about the six-year-old boy that was shot on a road rage incident not too far from where I lived when I lived in Southern California. And it just so happens this boy is part of our family. He is the brother of my step-granddaughter, who was visiting in California, visiting her mother and her grandmother's, and was supposed to have been with her mother that morning, but a chance decision to stay with her other grandmother kept her out of that car. Otherwise, she would have been in that car with her brother when that road rage incident occurred, and, of course, it took the life of this young six-year-old kid.
Oh, Bill, I'm so sorry. It makes us realize all of this is more personal than even we understand, and we should take it as personally as if this person was our relative, because in a larger biblical sense, they are. We're all the children of the same father.
Amen. Amen. And the thing is that, you know, and they've had incidences there in the area. They thought maybe it was because there's an increasing incidence of people on another freeway nearby, the 91 that crosses the 55 there in Southern California, where there's been increased numbers of people shooting BB guns and pellets and all that sort of thing. But this one was an actual weapon and a bullet, you know, sent down range and into the body of this young boy. And but yeah, I mean, and this is it. And we see the gun violence. We see the rise in violence with all this defunding and police and, you know, the aftermath of George Floyd and everything that happened in this summer of love, allegedly, with all the destruction of property and jobs and deaths and that. And of course, you could say in part some of this all climaxed in a way, you know, and maybe it's a convenient narrative in some case to talk about January the 6th. But, you know, I think that there's a lot more to understand what happened on January the 6th. And I think people were just kind of fed up with all the, you know, all the fussing and everything that went on. And I think that January 6th needs to be looked at a you know, through a different lens. Just a sidebar comment. Sorry.
Well, I really think that's the larger narrative that we've got to keep unpacking here. We decided back years ago, decades ago, that truth is personal, individual, and subjective. You have your ideas. I have my ideas. You have no right to force your beliefs on me. Well, now we're seeing the results of a culture that doesn't believe in objective morality.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, who has a right to force their laws on you? Who has a right to force their beliefs on you? I should get to do what I want, and you have no right to tell me I'm wrong. We're seeing that working out in culture today.
Exactly. And without law and order, and they're inseparable, you have to have both. With the separation of law and order, which is what's happening, it's bifurcated, and it loses its effectiveness. And you have these people on the streets. I mean, I'm seeing, you know, Jenna, you know, to my point, I'm seeing young women being arrested here routinely. And I'm, wait a minute, what is going on that even the women of our society are so angry? And we're not just talking, you know, people of color here. It's amazing how many suburban type housewives, if you want to say, you know, by color, white, that are being arrested and going through the process. And you're going, what is going, are we unhinged here? What's happening?
I think at the end of the day, on a very significant level, we are, Bill. I think what we're seeing right now is more available to us because of social media. There's this video taken of this assault or this woman that assaulted the, apparently assaulted the flight attendant on the Southwest plane, for instance. We know more about this than we used to in the 24/7 news cycles and all of that. But I don't think there's any way around the fact that we as a culture have given up the sense of law and order being dependent on each other, and the idea that you just have no right to force your beliefs on me. And if you do, I'm justified in striking out against you. I'm justified in hitting you because I think you offended me. And we're at this place now where it's hard to see how this keeps going in a way that keeps a civil society civil.
Well, we've abandoned those core principles, those founding principles that are absolutely critical and necessary for us to live as a free society. Just like you said, starting with, you know, self-responsibility. If we do not accept self-responsibility, we're in trouble. And of course, this is being further exacerbated by a form of government in our country that is promoting, you know, the role of big government in their lives. It's like you're all a bunch of children. And lucky for you, you've got the Joe Bidens and Nancy Pelosi's and these other political figures to be there to, you know, wipe your noses and, you know, clean up your boo-boos and to make it well for your soul. You know, this is the big exchange, because if you're not going to be self-responsible, then somebody has to be, right?
That's how we've really, in many ways, outsourced spirituality to a secular society.
Yes.
You're seeing a kind of secular spirituality, if you will, that would say that they are the means of redemption. They're the means of identifying the sin, of cleansing the sin, forgiving the sin, creating a better forward future. C.S. Lewis said that we need democracy, not because people are so good they can govern themselves, but because they're so bad they can't be trusted to govern each other. And so we have to have the collective good. We have to elect. We have to have the kind of the roadmap around that and the barriers around that, because nobody can be trusted with power over others that doesn't have accountability. But accountability is a bad word today.
Yeah, without a doubt. Because we want to live life. We're back in the judges, days of the judges. We want to live life on our own terms and according to our own eyes. How's that working for you?
Exactly. How's that work for them? How's that working for us?
Well, and we may have to go through the same process because the wisest man ever, Solomon himself said, there's nothing new under the sun, Jim. And I guess, as one historian said, the sad commentary about history is that we don't learn from history, and this is why we keep repeating it.
Exactly so. If it doesn't repeat, it certainly rhymes, doesn't it?
Well, we laugh only for some relief because
exactly.
we need a little levity in this moment of seriousness because it's not getting better, and we are getting through this. I don't think we'll get over it, but we have to get through this to get on the other side by the grace of God. Dr. Jim Dennison is with us. He continues after this.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
We have a country to save.
This is your time, your soul.
You know, I like it when he says we, as in we the people. That means we're all conscripted in this ultimate goal to save this country. Because what we do this not only for ourselves, for our children, for our grandchildren. You know, Jim Dennison, we have a Memorial Day, a hallowed day just around the corner, and a day that is so near and dear to me. I do have a challenge. You know, people sometimes will say just out of routine, happy Memorial Day. I've always have a challenge with that because I think it's such a hallowed day when you really think about what Memorial Day is all about. Not to be confused. Sometimes people think it's to honor everybody that's been in the military. No, it's specifically reserved for those who died in service to our country, who paid the ultimate price. I offer some extension and say that should include the families of said people who lost their loved one at the expense of freedom, because freedom is not free. And I look at this day as a hallowed day in this country. And though it is a time that somehow, you know, it's like it kicks off, you know, summertime and hot dogs and barbecues and all that, my hope and prayer is that as Americans come together, that they will have a true Salem moment, as the Bible would say, that pause moment, that meditative moment, to really think about, you know, these men and women who went before us and paid the ultimate price for us to be able to be with our families on this holiday to enjoy and to commemorate their passing, but also to commemorate this great American idea.
Absolutely true. I always try to thank a service member for their service whenever I'm with them. And when I did that recently, Bill, someone said something I'll just never forget. I thanked him for his sacrifice. He had been burned terribly. He would live the rest of his life with the results of that. And I thanked him for the price he paid. He said, well, let me respond this way. Please help make this a country worth serving. Make this country worth dying for. And every year Memorial Day, I think about something that I heard from a Navy SEAL years ago. He also played in the NFL. He and I were doing a conference together speaking, and someone asked him what his favorite football game was out of his football background. He said, it's Army-Navy. And he said, that's not because I went to Navy and I was a Navy SEAL. It's because it's the only game, it's the only place where every person on the field is willing to die for every person in the stands.
Wow. Wow,
we
think about that.
Price. Yeah. Isn't that true? Yeah, we owe a debt we can never pay.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for sharing that, Jim. You know, getting back to what we were talking about earlier regarding the rise of anger, and we saw what happened with Rand Paul a couple of years back. You know, we saw this in the news, how a neighbor attacked him, and he again is in the crosshairs, and he's getting a death threat. I mean, as if he and his family have not endured enough. And of course, even during, you know, the Trump administration, I remember seeing footage of how he and his wife were surrounded by, you know, by people that were taking exception with the policies of the Trump administration and Rand Paul's approval of said policies.
And now it's really gotten to a level that is just beyond staggering, beyond regrettable. So back in 2017, he was attacked by a neighbor. This person attacked him, broke five of his ribs. It's a horrible thing. Well, last Monday, he got an envelope at his home with a picture of him after that attack and the sling, all the abuse, all of the injuries and all of that. This envelope said on it, I'll finish what your neighbor started, you, and an expletive deleted. It also included white powder that fortunately was later discovered to be non-toxic. But it was a continuation of this. And then something else that isn't being widely reported, there's a singer named Richard Marx that the previous day tweeted, I'll say it again, if I ever meet, and it's that person's neighbor, I'm going to hug him and buy him as many drinks as he can consume. Mm. And here's a senator at home, he and his family, being threatened in such a violent and vile manner as this.
Well, you know, this is nothing but bullying. And what we've learned as kids growing up, Jim, and we learn it real quick, like in the sandbox at kindergarten, and that is that if you allow the bully to bully you, you've got hell to pay the next 10, 12 years of your life if you're going to be around this kid, because he is going to torment you to the end of time, just about, it seems. And this is what we learn in the sandbox of life, is that you have to bully a bully. Now, I'm not promoting violence, but we need to stand up for these things that we believe in. in such a way to where, you know, we have a counter to this. I know Jesus told us to turn the other cheek, but I think there needs to be some wisdom and consideration as to exactly what Jesus meant by that and how that's applied in this specific case. Because if we continue, and again, I'm not promoting, you know, a violent reaction, but we've got to find a smart way in which to respond to these kind of actions to where they will bring people, you know, back to center to where their, you know, civility can be the order of the day once again. And I'm not sure how to do that. What are your ideas?
Yeah, the first thought is to recognize this challenge as an opportunity. The darker the room, the more powerful the light. And so the more uncivil the culture becomes, the more we stand out when we are civil. When we pray for our enemies, as Scripture says, when we speak the truth in love, as Ephesians 4:15 says. So when we're abused, as it were, when someone slanders us on social media or rejects our faith or whatever's going on there, let's take this as an opportunity. Like Justin the Martyr used to say back in the first and second century, he would talk about early Christians and he would say, we make good citizens. Let's demonstrate that. Let's seize this as an opportunity to show people the difference Jesus makes in us. Second, let's start every day by surrendering to the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 5:18, so that he will guide us as to how we respond. He'll give us words to say. He'll give us feelings even to feel. He'll help us to respond rather than react. He'll help us to demonstrate Jesus' love in our love, to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. But we have to ask for that. We have to submit to that. Have to pray for that. And then last, when you're in the crisis, pray again. And say, Lord, in this moment, how do you want me to feel? What do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? And he will use you to redeem this for his glory and our good.
Great advice, Jim, because if not us, and when I say us, God's chosen, if not us, then who? I mean, the others do not have a capacity to do this, you know, because they're not connected to the Holy Spirit. I mean, if they do, it would be an absolute miracle. But who are the most likely to be civil than the people who already have a connection with the love of God, and it's demonstrated in their lives on a moment-to-moment basis?
Exactly. That's God's call for us. If my people called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, heal their land. We're called to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world. People can't give what they don't have. They can't lead further than they're willing to go. We've been given the gift of redemption and grace, and now we're beggars helping beggars find bread.
Amen. And, you know, and I like what you said earlier, and that is that we need to be prepared to be dealt with uncivilly. But just because they deal with us uncivilly doesn't mean that we need to react in kind. And that's the opportunity, because if we act civilly in the face of incivility, boy, that really says a lot, doesn't it?
It truly does. In fact, it makes all the difference, doesn't it? When we respond in love to hate, people see something different, don't they? They see,
yes,
a difference that they don't see in them. Bill, that's how I came to Christ. I was invited by friends to go to church when I was 15, grew up in a family that never went to church. And after a few weeks, I began to see something in them I didn't have in me. I asked my Sunday school teacher, how can I have what you have? And she led me to faith in Jesus. I will eternally be grateful for the difference Jesus made in their lives, which led me to Jesus myself.
And for those that at that moment that are confronted with incivility, it's not an easy thing, you know, Jim. I mean, because in our flesh, in our own desire, you know, we want to punch back. You know, we want to bully a bully. But, you know, and I appreciate you leading us back into the Word, because that's where the fullness of life is found. In God's Word and in our relationship with Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, is it not?
Absolutely true. And then the Holy Spirit helps us be who we can't be otherwise. I'm like you, Bill. I'm just as tempted to bully a bully, to respond to hate with hate. But when I pray first, on my good days, not every day, unfortunately, but on my good days, when I pray first, when I submit to the Spirit first, he will give me the power of the Holy Spirit to respond in grace and to speak the truth in love and to be Jesus in that moment, to manifest the Spirit of Christ in that moment. God wants to do that if we'll ask him.
Well, Dr. Jim Dennison, thank you for reminding us that all that is ahead is an opportunity to bring people to Christ. And this is why What's happening right now is happening, and we need to line up with that.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Representative Buddy Carter, the Republican from Georgia, on Tuesday introduced a bill to prohibit discretionary federal funds from going to states that provide state assistance to illegal immigrants, warning that those states are encouraging the ongoing migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Carter says he feels strongly that tax dollars that hardworking Americans pay should never go to illegal immigrants. But some states are gaming the system. The bill has 10 co-signers. California's embattled Governor Gavin Newsom has been ordered to pay $1.35 million in a settlement with L.A. area Harvest Rock Church of Pasadena over coronavirus restrictions. Under threats of imprisonment by the Newsom administration, the church's case made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and in February, in a 6-3 ruling, the high court was in favor of the church's rights. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save. Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. 5G is changing how consumers live, work, and play. With so much excitement growing around this technology, 5G phones and gaming, it's creating a hiring frenzy, believe it or not. Joining us is Andrew Testa, Verizon Residence 5G expert, to share more about the surge in demand and what it means for consumers, as well as what Verizon is doing to meet the increase in store traffic. Welcome, Andrew. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I got to tell you, I got my 5G from Verizon. It's awesome. It's better than I expected, I got to tell you.
That's fantastic. I'm glad you're getting to experience it all as we're coming out of quarantine here.
Exactly. It definitely has been coming in handy. Well, as I said, there's been so much excitement around 5G. How is it driving demand and sending people to the store for new phones?
Yeah, you know, so it's funny, right? So as people are coming out of quarantine, the weather's getting nicer. Everybody wants to be outside. They want to experience the world. And to do that, you need that reliable connection. And what's great about 5G is it doesn't only allow you to stay connected. It does that, but it gives you the opportunity to experience these blazing fast speeds that will help you down. movie in seconds, or if you're working remotely, to send that file to a colleague in a snap. So, you know, with that, there's amazing deals on 5G phones right now. So if you're at Verizon, you can trade in a broken phone and get up to $1,000 off a new 5G phone. So between, you know, I think folks getting outside and, you know, these incredible deals that are out there right now, that's just driving incredible demand and traffic to the stores.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think as more people are experiencing 5G, as I just shared with you, word of mouth, it is adding to the buzz about this new technology. I know in the early day, I mean, we were counting, you know, states as they were coming on board and that. Where are we right now in terms of coverage with 5G?
Absolutely. So right now we're in more than 70 cities for our 5G ultra wideband. And that is your insanely blazing fast speed, where you can get up to 4 gigabits per second, to your phone, which, you know, is unheard of. It really does allow you to, you know, to download those files in seconds.
Yeah, as we say, it's smoking hot. There's no question about it. I mean, it moves so quickly. It's awesome technology. So what is the projection? What is Verizon projecting, Andrew, in terms of increased coverage? What do you think it'll be at by the end of this year?
Yeah, so I don't know that I have those numbers to share right now with me, but I know that this is something that you know, we are, you know, very passionate about rolling out as quickly as we can, because we know that, you know, folks want to experience this game-changing technology. And, you know, I can tell you, for example, right? So I actually just got back from a trip visiting my family in Florida, and, you know, I forgot to download a movie for my kids, and we're on the plane, and of course, you know, I was about to be in crisis mode, and thank God, you know, with 5G, I was able to download that whole movie in just seconds, and to be able to do that, and, you know, it was a lifesaver for me.
The kids are high-fiving, going, oh, thank God, Dad, you got it done. That's wild. And explain to our audience as well, in these areas, I mean, you may have a 5G phone, but 5G technology won't be available. I mean, it's really seamless, though, and that's what I found with this phone, which was a nice, pleasant surprise that when 5G is there, you got it, and if 4G is the best you've got, it's still pretty good.
Absolutely. So, you know, our 4G LTE network is, as you know, it's the most reliable 4G LTE network. But when you've got that 5G icon, you'll be able to see in your phone and you're in one of these 5G ultra wideband coverage areas. I mean, so I'll give you an example too, right? So at the beach, right? So, you know, I've got the kids running around. I've got, you know, there's a bunch of people around. And of course, you know, my phone rings and, you know, I forgot to send one of these big presentations, these huge files, that if I was, you know, not in one of those areas, it would have taken, you know, an hour to send this deck of slides. And so again, now that I was able to do it, it literally went in seconds so that I could go back to, you know, either watching the kids or streaming the Yankees game from my phone, from the beach.
Exactly. Well, Andrew, you know, you just cited some perfect examples of what summer can look like for those of us who will be enjoying an enhanced 5G experience. Anything else you want to add to it? Because, I mean, this is really going to add to the enjoyment of our summer vacations, is having this technology, just like you expressed, whether we're downloading movies or, you know, in this gig economy, even though you may be on vacation. I don't know about you. Even when I'm on vacation, I'm still working.
Absolutely. I mean, that's really what it's all about. I think, you know, people, they want to come experience in this. And I think one thing to note just for the audience is that, you know, we have seen people, you know, want to come to the stores, want to check it out, want to experience it. And so what we're doing nationwide to make sure that we can teach people and show people is we're hiring for more than 1,000 new sales roles across the country. So wow. It's our largest recruitment in 5 years. So, you know, again, like the store is really the place to go and touch and feel it. If you don't have a 5G phone right now, There's amazing deals, like I said, so you can come, you can check it out. And again, we're hiring for more than 1,000 new roles. So if you're ever looking to join Verizon, now is a great time.
What kind of candidates are you looking for here, Andrew?
Sure. So if you're an early adopter of new technology like yourself, right, you said you've got a 5G phone, you're excited about
it.
Like, so if you're someone like that, if you're a gamer, believe it or not, right, so if you love the game and you know that, you know, that 5G makes that, takes the lag out of it and can take your game to the next level, that's the one we're interested in. Really, if you're a team player, you love talking about technology, you want to go to a place where you can grow, you know, Verizon really is a tremendous place to work, and we'd love to hear from you.
Well, if somebody's interested in joining the team, how do they get connected, where they go to apply?
Absolutely. So like I said, the best part is we've got positions open nationwide. So if you've always wanted to get in the door at Verizon, there's just never been a better time than now. You can visit Verizon.com/careers. You can plug in your zip code or your location, and the role that is closest to you will show up. And again, you can just go to Verizon.com/careers, check it out. And, you know, like I said, we would love to hear from you.
Well, that's a big hiring call here. Verizon open for business. I mean, we're coming out of this pandemic, and, you know, we've got lots of jobs available. And for, you know, those techies and these kids that this is right in their wheelhouse, what a great opportunity Verizon is offering them.
Absolutely. And, you know, Verizon, it's consistently ranked one of the best places to work, you know, named on the Forbes 2020 Best Employer for Women, top spots on LinkedIn's top U.S. companies list. You know, we offer tuition assistance and world-class training. So, you know, I've been a part of the V team now for more than 5 years, and I'm in the corporate communications department, but I can tell you, I love working here. It's a great place to work, and, you know, there's never been a better time than now to join the company.
Well, it's a great endorsement, Andrew Testa. Tell everybody where they can go for more information, if you would, please.
Sure thing. So, again, please visit Verizon.com/careers. Plug in your zip code. You can check out the roles that are open near you. And if any of this sounds like you, like it would be interesting for you, we would love to hear from you.
Well, check it out. Andrew Testa, Verizon's resident 5G expert, has been with us with all the info. Andrew, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA. To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.72 discount points apply. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Fresh and independent we are, because we're ornery enough. That's the way it is. Actually, we know that, hey, just like you, we want the whole truth and nothing but. And there is a cost for truth, as you're realizing. In the face of what's happening in our current culture, realities have to be real. We've got to get real, you know, and we got to quit denying what is before us. And our next guest to this end is helping us out. Dr. Vermeil Green joins us to, you know, take a look at our kids. Are our kids okay? Dr. Green, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thank you for having me. Pleasure.
Well, this is a serious issue. We see this with young men. Dr. Warren Farrell has been on the show many times to talk about the boy crisis. You're reinforcing that from your purview as well. Boys are in crisis. They continue to fall behind girls in academics and readiness for college or careers. What's going on with boys? What's happening that boys are falling behind?
It's a combination of things, and I'm sure my friend Warren explained it very, very well. First of all, with education, and that's my expertise, with education, schools and the curricula, way that instruction is very girl-friendly. Mm-hmm. And that's understandable because most of the teachers, especially at the elementary and middle school level, are female. Mm-hmm. And they're going to teach the way that they learn. And it's connecting with the girls. And girls also have a powerful advocacy that change curricula to make it more fitting to the way girls learn. And boys are beginning to struggle because the way that they learn is different than the way that girls learn.
So you're saying this is a systemic issue?
I think it is. I believe it is. In fact, no, I know it is.
Yeah.
Because when I look at our test scores, our boys across the country, our boys are at the bottom of test scores in reading and writing, math and science, and even math and science, which were subjects that at one time boys really, you know, did well. But they have fallen behind the girls. But comes to discipline issues, especially our boys of color, they're at the top of suspension and expulsion rates. So this is truly a crisis, as Warren has said. This is truly a crisis, and it's getting worse, especially when you look at the effects of the pandemic. Here in our state, where we have over 400,000 children who haven't been in school every day for the past over, 14 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it is getting truly, even beyond crisis, if you can imagine.
Exactly.
That, especially for our boys.
Well, probably for some of the boys, not having to deal with the systemic challenge that comes with going to school, it might be a little bit of a relief, sadly. But Dr. Green, this has been going on for decades. I mean, this just didn't happen in the last couple of years. Who's been watching these numbers?
That's what I want to know as well. Mm-hmm. And they're couched. They're like the best kept secret. Even in our state, whenever data was reported, it was never reported disaggregated by gender. You know, we had it by poverty rates and special populations rates, but not by gender. So people weren't really aware. And I would like to think that teachers, if they had been made aware, but even as a former teacher myself, you know, you never really think about it. You know that your boys aren't doing well, but you just attributed to maybe their last teacher really didn't teach them. But you never were taught, and you never were trained, and teachers still aren't taught that boys learn differently than girls, that the way that they are taught must be different, the way that the subject is approached must be different, and that boys learn differently, they act differently, they see that, but it's not anything that has to do with their upbringing. It has to do with biology, and you can't change biology.
Right. Well, Dr. Green, I have a lot of family members who are teachers, educators, and I respect their profession. And the things that they've shared with me over the years is, you know, kind of typical of what's going on in our country right now, is that if you know something and you see something, then we're, you know, they're kind of encouraged not to say anything. You got to kind of go along with the system, because the system has already dictated what kind of results and what it's looking at. And it really almost ignores the obvious, because, like you say, you're in the classroom. You're seeing what's going on. I got to imagine after a couple of years, you start to see a pattern here that becomes suspicious. I mean, after all, I mean, teachers are smart people. I mean, you know, I give them a lot of credit, and they're right there, at the ground floor level, and they're seeing this just like they're seeing a lot of problems within the educational institution, the way it's become so administratively heavy. But that's a whole nother discussion. But right now we're looking at, what's going on with boys, and this has been going on way too long. It's a disservice to these young boys. And then we wonder, now here we are, as Dr. Farrell, I mentioned him earlier, you know, we've got 30-somethings, boys that are happy just to stay at home, play video games, have an occasional hookup, but don't even talk about getting married. I mean, you know, kids are getting married later now for lots of reasons.
Yes, they are. And I think a big part of that has to do with our parents. Our parents have to become the advocates for our boys.
Mm.
Back in the 1980s, when the girls weren't doing well in math and science, the feminists and other girl advocacy groups spoke loudly and they were lobbyists, and they petitioned Congress and curriculum developers and the schools and the school boards to change the curricula to make it more girl-friendly. And that's what they did. And math became more than just computation. That's where their forte is.
Right.
Math became more language-oriented, reading about math, writing about math. It wasn't good enough to know that 4 plus 4 was 8. You had to explain in detail why 4 plus 4 was 8 and how you arrived at your conclusion. And for girls, that's where they excel. They can write. They can read very well. But with our boys, with the size of their brains, or with the parts of their brains not operating just the same as girls, they struggled. Unfortunately, boys did not have the advocacy groups coming to their defense when it came to reading and language arts.
So this is a call. This is a call for advocates to rise up on behalf of boys. And you, of course, you're leading the clarion call here. Thank you very much.
Oh, it has been a pleasure. In fact, the Boys Initiative, where I'm an executive director, that is exactly what we're doing. We're raising the clarion's call to say, parents, you first. sons. Stop accepting these phone calls where the teacher is complaining about your son. He won't do his homework. He doesn't stay focused. He's off task most of the time. You have to ask him, ask that teacher, are you teaching him like he's a boy? Are your expectations that he's going to sit quietly like the girls with his hands folded and just raising his hand very quietly and not wanting to get up and run and jump and play? And even into the middle school and high school levels, those boys are wired for movement. And you can't expect a healthy little boy to sit in his seat all day wanting to listen to you just talk him to death. He wants to have recess. And if you don't let him go outside and have his recess as often as possible, then he's going to have recess in your classroom.
Amen. I like that. You can't help yourself. This is the way you're wired. I mean, this is what's going on. You got round pegs and square holes that's happening. Dr. Vermeil Green, author of the book, Please Teach Me Like I'm a Boy, 10 Steps to His Success in School and in Life. She's the executive of the Boys Initiative. Dr. Green, this is so needed, and I believe for a lot of parents who may be hearing this, it's starting to make more sense. Maybe they had an inkling that this was what was happening, is that their boys were not treated and not being taught at a level that was appropriate for them. And when that happens, you know, I see this in business where you get people in, you know, round pegs and square holes is what I call them. And those meeting points, those friction points cause a lot of problems. And then, you know, teachers, it's easy for them to say, well, maybe we need to medicate them. You know, they need some sort of drug to calm them down, right?
Unfortunately, is what happens many times. That parents who sit across the table from all these specialists when they are called in for a meeting and who tell that parent, well, maybe you need to go get him evaluated. And so the parent takes their son, their poor little boy, to the doctor, explains to the doctor that he's not focused and all the different things that the teacher is saying. And so the doctor's response, because he's a physician, he says, okay, well, let's try this. Let's try Ritalin. Let's try Prozac. Let's try Adderall. And so what happens then is that this poor little boy is medicated into submission. He sits there like a little quiet zombie, and the teacher's saying, yes, you know, at least I can teach the class now because Johnny's not sitting there punching and playing and tapping. But what's that doing to Johnny? We are pigeonholing these little boys. What kind of professions could they enter where they have to be medicated in order to behave, where their behavior has to be controlled like that? Who's going to give them a gun to become a policeman? Who's going to give them a rifle to become a soldier? Who's going to give them a security clearance to become a Secret Service or work in the government? Because you have to have medication to keep you under control.
Exactly.
You know, so what are we doing to our boys? We're not looking ahead. We're looking at the immediate. And for our little boys, that means trouble.
Yeah, and Dr. Farrell asked, who are they going to marry? Who's going to want to marry them? I mean, he was, you know, he had all girls in his family. He said he woke up one day. He says, Bill, I woke up and I go, oh, my God. I mean, the way the boys are being treated and raised, what are their options? Who are my girls going to marry? You know, what kind of boy, what kind of young man are they going to marry when they have been conditioned by the system so unfairly? You know, to your point, I mean, it all has consequences. And these young boys are tomorrow's fathers and parents, right?
Exactly. And they're going to be the ones paying our Social Security, hopefully. But if they can't even take care of themselves, how are they going to take care of their families? And this is a societal problem. We are truly in crisis mode here.
Well, Dr. Vermeil Green, how can people be in touch with you and support the cause of Boys Initiative?
We're on theboysinitiative.org. Please sign up for our newsletter. Sign up for our networks. We're forming networks of advocates in the faith community, mothers, parents, and also educators.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan.